I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had, there are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, October 3rd, 2022 on one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. To be sure, lately I have been trying to contextualize that wild ride in a way that I think is unique. That's what this broadcast has always sought to do. I've always sought to bring something that I don't see presented really anywhere else, and also maybe to point to things and folks who are doing things that I think are noteworthy and worthy of observation and that kind of thing. So here's an interesting, speaking of that, folks who have made observations that are provocative and noteworthy, I would say Oswald Chambers remarked that the remarkable thing about God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. Whereas if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. And so, you know, I wonder how many folks who profess to be Christians actually know him and are they actually have a deep-seated faith in which they profess and a fear of God. That's an interesting subject. I know that Pat in Texas and I have discussed this from time to time, but I would say that fear is, that kind of fear is not so much I'm terrified by or afraid of. It's a deep sense of reverence. I have tried to make the case in a particularly unique sort of way that there's a battle raging, and most folks don't even realize there anything's going on. We are steeped in really what amounts to occult mysticism. Maybe I'll explain this a little bit. I started writing about this over the weekend as a result of conversations, but maybe I will start with this. There was some other stuff that I was planning on doing. Maybe we'll start with this, though. However, well, before I do that, actually, let me take a step back. I thought it was interesting. You know, I was thinking over the weekend, behold the East India Company buccaneering and privateering the Tuttenkopf, the Jolly Roger, Skull and Bones, Death's Head, of the death cult. The golden age of piracy it represents is alive and well, it seems, no matter. It's okay. We'll press on. So just to maybe speak to that for a second, from the Atlantic article back in 2000, George W., Knight of Eulogia. It's interesting, you know, if you go through the Bible, particularly in Proverbs, for example, I think, you know, of Proverbs chapter 7, that mentions the concept of wisdom, not just as a sort of an ethereal concept, but as a person that you can know. And this is an interesting concept, an interesting discussion. In the NASB, it says, "Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words." And to take something from the realm of sort of an ethereal concept to the realm of a person that you can know is an interesting concept. It changes things. To know someone is different than just to memorize something. It's much more intimate and personal, as those verses indicate. But, you know, even the Gnostics and the Masons observe this in a sense. And so that's interesting. You know, the Bible gives reminders of the fact that, you know, for those who call themselves Christians and think that they have cornered the market on something when they're still drinking milk from a bottle, so to speak, you have reminders in James 2:19, for example. You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. So this is not, you know, there are other examples that the opposition knows these kinds of things, for example. So there's this excerpt, and you know, eulogia is an interesting concept in mysticism. I'm thinking of Sophia in terms of wisdom. You know, even the Masons and the Gnostics and the mystics worship Sophia in a sense, which is a counterfeiting of this Proverbs 7 concept. But it's fascinating to see that acknowledged, and most Christians probably don't even realize that's a thing. So from the Atlantic article, George W., Knight of Eulogia, published in the Atlantic back in 2000, if the society had a good year, this is Skull and Bones. Lanny Davis, quoted by the author Alexandra Robbins, the limited hangout gatekeeper of the moment, Alexandra Robbins. If the Skull and Bones Society had a good year, this is what the ideal group would consist of: a football captain, a chairman of the Yale Daily News, a conspicuous radical, a whiffenpoof, which was probably Robert Burge at the time, a swimming captain, which is probably Don Scholander, a notorious drunk with a 94 average, a filmmaker, political columnist, religious leader, a chairman of the Lit, a foreigner, which is probably Muhammad Salah at the time, a ladies' man with two motorcycles, an ex-serviceman, a Negro, which could have been Roy Austin at the time, if there are enough to go around, a guy nobody else in the group had ever heard of. This is Lanny Davis as quoted by Alexander Robbins, Skull and Bones. So the infiltration of society at all levels, one of the things that I've been talking about and doing lately is praying that whatever is done in secret for evil will be brought to light and exposed. And so speaking of that, I wonder about Hurricane Ian, because there was an article I was reading about that, and, you know, Ron DeSantis obviously sent a plane load of folks to Martha's Vineyard, and, you know, that touched off a tsunami of social media posts and memes and things. And so when I saw this article in The Guardian, I found this little excerpt curious. For his next move, DeSantis suggested he would send another plane load of unsuspecting asylum seekers to Delaware, where Joe Biden has a weekend home. And the next line is, but then Hurricane Ian hit. And like ambitious Republicans before him, most famously Chris Christie of New Jersey, whose photo ops with Barack Obama after Hurricane Sandy in 2012 were reckoned to have hurt him in the 2016 primary, DeSantis realized he needed to talk to the president. So I just thought it was a curious coincidence of timing. DeSantis suggested he would send another plane load of unsuspecting asylum seekers to Delaware, but then Hurricane Ian hit. So that's interesting. Interesting how that happens. And speaking of curious coincidences, actually, we have to do this. So there was the Nord Stream episode, Strategy of Tension episode. A lot of finger pointing. You know, who was it? Glenn Beck, I think, said something interesting. You know, the State Department and everybody, Fiona Hill. Let's see if we go to Wikipedia, even. Fiona Hill, presidential advisor. Fiona Hill, British American foreign affairs specialist and academic. Let's see, she is former official at U.S. National Security Council. Wow. Okay, specializing in Russian and European affairs. She was witness in the November 2019 House hearings regarding the impeachment inquiry, et cetera, et cetera. PhD in history from Harvard. Currently serves as a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Okay. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. That there was a time in this society, speaking of things done in secret for evil, there was a time. I mean, that's, you know, we thought Hillary Clinton was bad. Good gracious. Brookings, CFR, Trilateral Commission, National Security Council. She was an intelligence analyst under Presidents W and Barack. She was an NIC analyst, National Intelligence Council. I mean, you know, She's I don't know, John Bolton in woman's clothes, something like that. Only I would say a more virulent strain. So the Fiona Hills, the John Brennans, you know, quick to point fingers at Russia. Glenn Beck said something interesting to the effect of, it was, you know, everybody's saying it's a false flag attack by Russia. And Glenn Beck said, the only problem is they forgot to leave the flag behind. There's no flag. So a lot of finger pointing. Putin has said some things that are, cagey, I suppose. And so that's interesting as well. But let's see, we need to start the thing that I'm getting at that I thought was particularly disturbing was the same moment that we heard about the Nord Stream incident was the same moment that Bill Gates was giving an interview. So and the interview, you know, we have these strategy of tension episodes that spark a reaction, and there's, you know, always a solution offered. Something happens. Oh my goodness, what are we going to do about it? Problem, reaction. Here's a solution. Here's what we can do. So there are folks, including Bill Gates, that are trying to wire the COVID or the you know, pandemic kind of problem, trying to make that into something that is ongoing, the replacement of Al-Qaeda. It's the invisible enemy that keeps on giving, and they're trying to tie that to the climate stuff. We've seen that from a number of folks, you know, policy makers who are really not policy makers. They're frontispieces. And we know that Bill Gates likes to play funny little games sometimes. I wrote a piece actually about, he has that post that he wrote, A Guide to Number Games, on his own blog. And that was back in March of 2015. He wrote, one chapter shows you how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons. This is a guy who most people, I think, forget that on his Wikipedia page, for example, it says that he, let me go there real fast. Bill Gates, Wikipedia. William Henry Gates III, let's see, Harvard University dropped out. Not a doctor, not an epidemiologist, not a virologist, not a meteorologist, even though he's spent fortunes to try to control hurricanes. The mosquito and malaria thing is particularly disturbing. What if we could, you know what, maybe what we could do is we could make micro patches, you know, micro patches for vaccines. That'd be great. Or, you know what, we could make some mosquitoes. They'd be like little vaccine distributing vials. Wouldn't that be great? Research like that is particularly disturbing, I would say. So he's spent fortunes on those kinds of things. So he's part of this agenda that has created an entire alternate economy for the green energy stuff. James Corbett, I would say, has done some particularly good reporting on that. I'll mention a couple of pieces that he put out. Well, they've spent trillions of dollars at this point, Gates and his buddies, World Economic Forum and beyond, and they need everyone to invest in that. So what happened, so here's the thing, here's what I'm getting at. You know, there's a lot of finger pointing with the Nord Stream episode, Who benefits? Who really benefits? Who benefits most, perhaps? I mean, the national security apparatus of the Western world and Russia and friends gets ratcheted up. And so the defense industry benefits, right? As always with these kinds of things. It's a Cold War redo, but I think it's more than that. And so we'll talk about who actually benefits when we come back. Stick around.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free,
You know how I feel. Welcome back. Blossom on a tree. That's good. It's a little premature, but oh well. Esoterically perfect. So, interview. There's all kinds of little hints and things, you know, subtleties. One of the things that goes into this, I've been saying for a while, other people have been saying, you know, it's to drive people to the electric vehicle market, for example. You know, there are all of these goals, Agenda 2030 and the COP conferences and so forth, are just basically telling us that there are folks like Bill Gates who have created this alternative energy market, and they need people to get on board. They've spent trillions of dollars, and you know it's time that we snap to. So I and other folks have been saying it won't be surprising, you know, that we'll see. I mean, there's this carbon tax nonsense, and so, you know, you want to drive a car that is running on fossil fuels. By the way, we should play the clip of Fletcher Prouty. I'll grab that. You can find it on YouTube. It's an excerpt of one of his interviews. Fletcher Prouty explains invention and use of term fossil fuels. Maybe we should do that first. Nah. I want to do this, and we should keep playing this over and over. I want to do this while we have time. So there's an article, KTLA, Los Angeles. Gas prices in California skyrocket overnight. Largest increase in 7 years. This has been coming for a long time. We've been sort of bracing for this, but the green economy hasn't been, you know, the Bretton Woods 2 new Marshall Plan moment hasn't been ready, though it's been incubating for a long time. And, you know, another thing that gets dragged into this conversation is cryptocurrency. Oh, if we could just get rid of the Federal Reserve and, you know, crypto is the new Wild West and they can't. I mean, if you think that crypto is not a setup, You need to reevaluate and go listen to the Swift CBOS conferences, for example. We've played clips from that. They can't wait to wrangle that Wild West into the CBDC market, central bank digital currency market. And so anyway, that's a separate issue, but $10 a gallon. You want to drive a car on, you know, that runs on fossil fuels, which are not fossil fuels. Well, we'll charge you $10 a gallon because, you know, peak oil energy is scarce and you're polluting the planet, except not. In simple terms, you know, if you talking about carbon, CO2 emissions, you know, from basic biology in school, if the plants, if plant food is CO2 and people food is oxygen, it seems like there's a pretty good system going on there. Maybe if we didn't have so many wildfires and floods that wash out the soil after the fires, if there wasn't so much soil erosion after the fires, I wonder how that keeps happening. We just have this record fire season every year and floods. So everything that was there is burned away, and then with the soil erosion as a result of the flooding, nothing else can grow. What a coincidence. But you know what? I'm sure it's all a coincidence. Every year. Record fire season, just a coincidence. Anyway, Bill Gates said something interesting the same moment the Nord Stream episode happened, and we'll get to that in the next segment. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, I want to play some clips. Let's play some clips. So before we go on, you know, again, you got all this stuff going on. You got this new economy. James Corbett, again, did a great – there was an interview 1599 with James Evan Pilato back in November 2020 over the Corbett Report. Let's see. And, you know, some of the links – that they discuss, you know, story number one, secretive club for ultra wealthy environmentalists, so-called, revealed. And that's the activist post that James linked to. And then some of the supporting links, secret club for billionaires who care about climate change, Creo Syndicate, clean renewable environmental energies, which is actually really interesting just to sort of focus on that. Creo Syndicate. And impact, $5 billion plus of climate and sustainability investment by CREO members since 2019, $100 billion plus of additional capital invested into companies and funds which CREO members have invested since 2019. Remember, 25 countries represented with CREO's membership. Remember Joan Vian called Prince Charles the Sustainable Prince. Grace, a really graceful YouTube channel, mentioned that Prince Charles was first to announce. What? What was he first to announce? Anyway. The CREO Syndicate, Clean, Renewable, and Environmental Opportunities. I think their website has changed a little bit since I looked at it last. To catalyze informed capital that drives the necessary transition to low carbon, sustainable, and prosperous future for all. Isn't that nice? CREO is a New York City headquartered 501c3 public charity working to invest and catalyze $1 trillion of capital into climate and sustainability solutions toward the decarbonization transition by 2025. $1 trillion. You know, as difficult as it is for some people to, as bitter a pill it is for some to swallow, when you think about what Bill Gates has been involved in, I mean, everywhere you look, let's back up. First of all, people have been critical of the fact that the Gates Foundation has an investment arm. Most people don't even know that, but it invests in the very things that Bill Gates, you know, this kind of stuff. You go to Bill Gates's Wikipedia page. In March 2020, Gates left his board positions at Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway, which was curious timing, by the way. Some of us said, you know, he was one of the hundreds of C-level folks who jumped ship around that time, around the time of the beginning of the COVID shenanigans. Why was that? Why the timing? You know, hundreds of folks, including Bill Gates, left his board positions at Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to focus on his philanthropic efforts on climate change and global health. Okay, so he's been hard at work developing infrastructure for these kinds of things. So back in 2010, of course, he declared the next decade, 2010 to 20, the decade of vaccines, he said. And in the time, you know, in the course, at the end of that time, he, speaking at the World Economic Forum back in 2019, he mentioned to MSNBC's Becky Quick, right, that vaccines were his most profitable investment. Bill Gates and the return on investments in vaccines. So, CNBC, January 23rd, 2019, Bill Gates, my best investment, turned $10 billion into $200 billion worth of economic benefit. Here's a CNBC article, January 17, billionaire Bill Gates says that this is the best investment he ever made. And here's the interview, Bill Gates and the return on investment in vaccinations. CNBC's Becky Quick sits down with Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Gates made a $10 billion investment on vaccines and distribution over the last 20 years. So not only was it the most lucrative investment Best investment he's ever made. $200 billion worth of economic benefit out of a $10 billion investment. And so not only that, but the Bloomberg article that I always mention discusses, this was published in February of 2020, the road to a coronavirus vaccine runs through Oslo. CEPI has built a broad coalition to speed development and deployment. A key player in the race to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus doesn't conduct biomedical research. It's 3 years old. It has 68 permanent employees headquartered in Norway, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovations, created by Bill Gates. After Ebola problem, reaction, let's create this. Here you go. We must do something. Let's create this solution. What do you know? Here it is. Gates Foundation and Wellcome Trust. Create the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovations. And then there was Gavi, same thing. And it was interesting to note, I mentioned early on in the COVID shenanigans that I believe it was Gavi, it was either Gavi or Seppi, tweeted this organization was the first to start tweeting about this stuff, including Bill Gates. Picture from Bill Gates, of course. So let's see, January 23rd, 2020. Given the rapid global spread of the nCoV 2019 virus, the world needs to act quickly and in unity to tackle this disease. We're funding three programs to develop vaccines against the novel coronavirus. That was January 23rd. January 23rd was just days after we heard about patient zero in Washington. Let's see. Bill Gates and Microsoft were in Washington at the time. The IHME, which also is an organization created by Bill Gates, including installing Christopher Murray as its lead, is in Washington. Patient zero in Bill Gates' backyard here in the United States. This is days after we heard about patient zero. So we have patient zero in America, and Bill Gates' organization, CEPI, is saying we need to act quickly and in unity to tackle this disease. We're funding three programs already. There were fewer than 1,000 cases known worldwide at the time. But this, of course, was right after Event 201, the scenario planning exercise. You know, the RAND Corporation, Hudson Institute, Dr. Strangelove scenario planning, wargaming exercise. Herman Kahn would be proud. Right out of the gates, this is a thing. So Bill Gates benefits handsomely, creates organizations like CEPI. Gavi funds the World Health Organization now to a greater extent than any other single body. He contributes through these various organizations, Gates Foundation, CEPI, Gavi. Those three alone, I believe, make Bill Gates the single largest contributor to the World Health Organization. Why would he want to do that? And I think we need to step back. You know, when I ask who benefits from the Nord Stream episode, I think it's false flag. And I don't think, you know, the fingers, I think we get caught up in a bifurcation fallacy. It must be, it's either the West, United States, NATO, et al., or it's Russia and friends. Maybe not. Maybe it's WWF theater. Maybe, you know, maybe Anthony Sutton's research, what he proved, maybe that never stopped. Maybe what Major Racy Jordan recorded in his diaries never stopped. So who benefits? People trying to tie climate stuff to vaccine stuff and these invisible enemies that we need, exactly what Seppi tweets. The world needs that quickly and in unity. That's what we keep hearing. But that's what the League of Nations was supposed to do. That's what the United Nations was supposed to do. It's always been a one world government. That's always been the plan. We've heard folks like George Herbert Walker Bush say on the floor of Congress, you know, we have an opportunity to create a new world order. You know, it's a big idea, a new world order. Creepy terms. And others have echoed that sentiment. But before that, as I mentioned recently, the externalization of the hierarchy, that channeled work, received work, credited to Alice Bailey. It's in that document 56 times, no fewer than 56 times, and there are variations of it more than that. New World Order, 56 times, the externalization of the hierarchy. Why? And so this is what's being pushed. Bill Gates has also supported the Lucius Trust, which is the publishing arm that keeps and publishes the works of folks like Alice Bailey and Helena Blavatsky, the Luciferian contingent, which actually are misguided Satanists. They're not Luciferians. They're Satanists. So esoteric is used 526 times in that document. Occult, 95 times. New World Order, 56 times. New World Religion, 28 times. Mason and variations, 14 times. Mysticism, 4 times. Lucifer once, i.e. ruler. Lucifer, son of the morning, the prodigal son, the god of this plan. He's the central planner. When you go over to the work of the hierarchy, read about that on luciustrust.org. That's the, you know, he's the central planner of central planning. Anyway, Bill Gates said something interesting. I want to play this over and over, and I think this really gets to the heart. When I said Bill Gates played his number games, he posted that back in 2015, a guide to number games. One chapter shows how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons. That was the same week that he gave that infamous 2015 TED Talk. The next outbreak, we're not ready. On the heels of Ebola, we're not ready. But, you know, this is the same guy who, through the Gates Foundation, sponsored Event 201 in New York just a few, really, weeks before we started hearing about the COVID shenanigans. And then subsequently told the world, well, you know, we didn't plan for this. And we didn't do any scenario planning. We don't have the infrastructure. Really? Because over the last 10 years, during the decade of vaccines, as he called it, that's literally what he was doing, setting up organizations like CEPI and Gavi and others, and sponsoring the Event 201 scenario planning event that had just happened, you know, a few short months, almost weeks prior to him making those patently false remarks. But this is also a guy who lied about his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein, lied repeatedly. And for those who say, yeah, but, you know, I got one name for you, Rick Allen Jones. Rick Allen Jones. If you think the guy who lied about his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein is just someone who got mixed up in something he didn't know about, Rick Allen Jones. How does that happen? How does it happen that a guy with a vast trove of child pornography is your houseboy for more than a decade when you have young children in your house? And you're someone who, I mean, I think he has the ability to do background screening par excellence, I would imagine. And when Rick Allen Jones was arrested at Bill Gates' house, really he walked away with a slap on the wrist. And even Cairo 7 News was shocked when that happened. How does that happen? Stick around right now.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
right, final segment. I just need to play this clip. Let's just play this. We'll play it in the next segment. I want to play this over and over. You be the judge. You're smart. Let's just start with this. So this is from the interview Bill Gates gave. This is the same time that we – the same moment that we heard about the Nord Stream episode, which, you know, clearly was sabotage. You know, first one goes off. Everybody's talking about that. You know, the first one goes off, or the first depressurization occurs, and you think, oh, well, what's – and then the second one – okay, that's sabotage. So the same moment this sabotage occurs, and I think we'll play maybe like the CNN clip, which I think is telling – which included Fiona Hill and John Brennan. And it's interesting. If you listen to what people are saying, they're all on script. They're all on message. And that's not surprising. But what are they saying? And what does this fold into? You know, we heard from Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. Of course, the CIA is a part, Bill Gates is a member again, you know, 2019 World Economic Forum with Becky Quick. Bill Gates says, gosh, that $10 billion investment on vaccine development and distribution over the last 20 years was the most lucrative, best investment he ever made. Klaus Schwab tells us, great reset, get ready, you're going to own nothing and like it. They want to push for a new green economy, a new green energy market, and we need people to go along. Do we have time to play a minute of that or 45 seconds right now? Or do we wait? We should probably wait. So the interview Bill Gates gave was, you find reference to it in the Fortune magazine article. Bill Gates says, telling people to stop eating meat and buying big houses will never solve climate change. So the Zero Podcast episode, a big climate bill for a new era of climate tech with Bill Gates. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. Stick around. Second hour coming up.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.